Hey there, hopefuls! It's Melissa. Thank you for tuning in to the Hopeful Simplicity Podcast. Throughout these episodes, we're going to talk about common organizing questions and situations. I cannot wait to help you simplify, sort, and sustain your organized and less stressed life. So let's jump right in. Today's 15-minute find is taking us into the kitchen. Now, we've talked over abundance before, and today we're going to keep that in mind as we're looking at our pots and pans area. Maybe you do pots, pans, and bakeware because it's all in the same section. But if you have more than you use, more than you reach for, or more than you can use at one time, cluttering up your cupboard, that's what I want you to focus on simplifying today. I always think of it, if I have 6 burners, I don't need 7 pans. Because I can't use them all at the same time anyway. I know. Well, Melissa, I could pull this one off and put it over there on the table on the burner, and then I could use that one again. Or we cannot justify keeping an over and abundant amount as we need. If there's more than we're going to need, more than we usually reach for, then that's going to be too many, and we can simplify the space and make it easier for our day-to-day lives. Now set those timers and tune in as we talk about today's organizing topic.
Today's topic is brought to you by the Organizing Style Quiz. Personal organizing styles can vary from person to person and space to space. Determining your style for success is the first step towards simplifying, sorting, and sustaining an organized life. Grab your complimentary quiz online today.
There is rarely a time that I would probably not try something. Like, I find trying something new as a challenge. No, I'm not going to jump out of a plane, but yes, I will learn how to publish a book. Especially like if it's a creative thing and I can organize and make things pretty, I am in. So today I want to talk about, is clutter blocking that creativity? So for me personally, I'm very non-visual. So if I'm going to go in productive mode, I need the space to start clear. I need it to not be cluttered up when I walk in my office each morning and get something started. And I need it to not be cluttered up when I'm going to the kitchen to start dinner or to prep meals for the week, whatever that may look like. I need it to not start cluttered because I'm a messy creative. I will have crap everywhere when I am in go mode. Go mode being, so right now, right, we're recording a podcast. So if I had come to the desk with too many notebooks and extra cables and I can't find my pen and I didn't put my microphone away where it belongs, that would be starting in clutter. And it's not just the crap sitting out. It's the mental mess that can come with it. Like the ugh feeling that comes with, well, I gotta go do this, but I have to do this, this, and this in order to do that. Oh, company's coming over. Let me move these 5 piles and tuck them away really fast before they come. And then later I'll have to pull them back out because I haven't gone through them yet. Clutter can physically block our spaces, but it can also block our mental spaces. Our human bits, our creativity parts, the parts inside of us waiting to shine and blossom and bloom into a hopeful happiness all over the place. So productivity could be blocked by clutter. Cooking dinner, less stressed ways, could be blocked by clutter. It's noticing like, okay, what is the system? Is it working? Or am I stressed out? It's knowing those feelings. Do you ever get that feeling? The feelings are really what's going to tell you that, oh, this is really hindering me from doing something. If the pile of paperwork is on the butcher block, that's really going to keep me from successfully chopping veggies for the week until I move that pile. But then I've already like stepped into the, oh, crap, I've got to move this pile. And then it's just going to be a pile over there, but I need this space to do this. So then I have that pile over there judging me. Don't look at me like that, paper sitting on the table just because I needed to move you so I could cut my veggies. Those are the things, like the stuff around you could be blocking you from shining outside of your space. When I get into creative mode, it can be a little scary and intimidating. And I sometimes probably definitely need to tell myself no. But if I think it's a good idea and I think it's something, maybe I don't know how to do it, but I could probably figure out or learn it. That's when my creativity gets free. And unfortunately, I don't have people other than my son that will look at me crazy going, "Okay, Izzy, stop. You just need to say, why don't you finish these 12 things that you've started and focus?" And then if that's still calling to you, if that creative outlet is still like interesting your brain, then maybe explore it. I don't ever want to stop learning. But sometimes I feel like I need to pause because my creativity is blocking itself sometimes. When we were putting in the pool, we put in the pool, and then over each summer I'm doing a little more to make it more of an area, right? So I took the initiative to, hey, I'm gonna build some deck. I'm gonna expand this space. I'm gonna work on those steps. When in reality, I probably should have blocked that creativity concept, stayed off of Google and YouTube, and maybe called somebody else to do it. It turned out okay. Don't get me wrong. It works fine. And it actually doesn't look horrible. But part of me feels like I was being too ambitious. I have a friend that told me that I have so much ambition, I want to try to bring it out of others. And sometimes they just don't want to. And so I'm like, but. And that's when I realize sometimes my own creativity can block the creative outlets I should probably focus on. I know it sounds crazy, but is there something blocking you from doing something? Is it a pile of paperwork blocking you from prepping veggies for dinner? Is it a pile of shoes blocking you from getting out of the house without tripping and being graceful? Yeah, that was hard for us years ago. My son would get home and we don't wear shoes around the house, and he would just kick them off at the door. So there was literally a pile blocking the exit. Eventually, we put a bin there. I was like, "Can you kick your shoes into the bin?" And that's since expanded. There's now a hanging thing in the closet. But it's looking at the blocks in life and going, maybe I need to declutter that. Maybe that system isn't working and it can leave. Maybe that product's not working and it can go. It's physical blocks that are creating mental blocks that I want you to really sit about it with it, sit with it, look at it, think about it, right? I know my creativity can sometimes block my creativity. So I just need to slow down and focus. Most of the time, let's write a list out and then, oh, okay, this one's more important than that one. Let me finish these five tasks first. And then I'm allowed to give myself permission to try something new, learn something new, do something crazy. But it's knowing and recognizing what may be a block, how to get past it, and then stepping into your own creativity.
Today's episode was sponsored by the monthly membership group. Are you looking for guidance along your organizing journey? Ready to get some answers to your organization questions? Or even just looking for some accountability in achieving your goals? The monthly membership group can help with all of that and more. To see if the group is the right fit for you, find details and clips at hopefulsimplicity.com.
And that's it for today. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share this with all of your favorite friends. And until next time, stay hopeful.